there, everyone.
Welcome back to our channel. Today, we're going to talk about a topic that's been on our minds. The following have not been proven and are allegations. Now, let's be clear, this is a sensitive topic, and we want to approach it with caution and respect. It's important to remember that these are just allegations, and they haven't been proven yet. It's crucial to keep an open mind and to respect all individuals involved. Thank you for joining us in this discussion. If you enjoyed this video, please give it a thumbs up. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel for more engaging content. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to our fifth podcast episode. And our lovely host is 2A Texan. And we have a guest today, and she is the lovely Kendra James.
Hi, guys.
Thank you for coming on our podcast. If you guys don't know, it's Kendra James Healing. What is your TikTok handle?
It's Kendra James, and then my name is Kendra James / Healing Loudly.
Healing Loudly. That's what you can find on TikTok. Josie's is 2A Texan, and mine is just Brie Larson. You know, it's nothing fancy. So, Kendra, I feel like I've met you before somewhere, and I can't pinpoint if we've ever had a conversation before, but you used to have a different name on TikTok. What was the name?
It was Unapologetically Cat.
And I feel, where did you get that name? Is that your nickname, Cat?
So no, my legal name used to be Kathleen Patricia Gentili, or my married name was Grizzle. And I legally changed. Kathleen Patricia Gentili / Grizzle.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll say that when you're drunk. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. Quite literally try to say that when you're drunk. And then probably towards the middle of 2022, because I had cut my birth mother off in December of 2021, or December of 2020, actually. Or was it 2021? Holy shit. Yeah, December of 2020. Sorry. December of 2020. And then I spent the whole year just trying to navigate at least having her in my kids' life, right? Yeah. Like, because they cared about their Nana. And then me, I just couldn't do it. So I completely just removed her because in April, I think it was like Easter, because I always hosted Easter at my house, and she started sending like very manipulative and abusive texts. And I just kind of was like,
imagine that.
Yeah. Join the like awful birth monster club right here.
It's birth monster. What did it do?
I don't know. Did y'all see that?
Yeah.
What was that?
Oh, so if you do something, because if you're using an iPhone, like if you do like this or something, it will do certain things.
Like the rocker bench.
It'll do that. Yeah.
I thought you knew.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
I'm Italian. I talk with my hands. This is going to be so much fun.
Yeah. So if you're using your iPhone, if you do a thumbs up, it does a thumbs up. Thumbs down, it'll do a thumbs up. You didn't know that?
Is this our software that does it, or is it the iPhone?
No, it's the iPhone.
No, see, I knew it did it. Like, it does it on Snapchat and FaceTime, but I didn't think it would do it on
like pick it
a
up.
Podcast recording.
Do you have an iPhone, Josie?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I'm using my computer.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right. I was waving my hand. I'm using my computer. my mom's a low life fucking loser, dude. So me and my daughter were actually talking yesterday about me changing my last name back to my dad's, because my mom tried to create like this toxic environment growing up of like fatherless children, even though we were not fatherless. We all have fathers, you know, and it just passing down her last name. I'm like, you know, so me and my daughter were actually talking about switching to my dad's last name. So I don't really know how to do it, but I'm going to try to navigate that. Cause I'm like,
I got you. No, I got you. It's literally the same across all states. I got you. You don't even have to get a lawyer. It's super easy. I'll walk you through the process.
I'm not a fatherless child. And here I am with my mother's last name. I'm like, no,
you're about to be a motherless child.
Yeah. My kid keeps acting up. Kendra, we, you know, kind of So your social media presence, right? We're just going to dive into it. Is just sometimes some people would say just like insane. Okay. And I've never thought that like I would meet somebody more like capable of creating such a what do you like a fucking ruckus, right? Just with being present.
Literally my energy disturbs a lot of people. It's nice.
You know? Yeah. It's just like I can't remember you from before, but I mean you kind of came back with like it was just a bang. And
yeah.
How did you start TikTok? Like how did you become unapologetically Kat? Because I know that you had quite a large following and
I lost that account.
How did you get there?
So in November, it was like October, November of 2020 when I first started like casually posted on TikTok to see what it was about.
Yeah.
I had lost my friends in real life. And I'm talking about one of them watched me give birth to my daughter. And I had found out that they were just like doing this behind my back. I got all the screen. And when I genuinely said, like, I don't know what I've done to these people, like still till this day, I'm like, what did I do? Like personally. Anyway. And so I started seeing like the Queen team and stuff blow up. Right. And I was like, this is the type of like, when I tell you, like my heart was craving the fellowship with other women who really just wanted to be friends and help each other grow, whether it be so like, it wasn't even a social media thing for me at first.
Right. Like,
yeah. Like
that's what I thought it was originally.
Yeah. And to be honest, when both Crest and then the two others that were originally involved in creating Queen Team.
So just so I'm clear on who we're talking about. One is a painter now, correct? The original one. And then the other is like a home cooker now, right?
Oh,
Paige like bakes bread for a living on TikTok. So
I love all of that. What the fuck? Okay.
Okay.
And Krusty's still just causing problems.
Yeah. So okay.
Blames it on me when I speak about what she's done to me, but okay.
All right. We're going to jump right back into it because we had to cut for a second to talk about, to get on the same page of who we were talking about. Mm-hmm. But when you started with the original three?
Yeah. I actually had sent Crest a DM in Instagram, like back when it all first started, when she had shared her domestic violence story. Mm-hmm. Actually trying to tell somebody that I was being domestically abused too, but I didn't know how. Mm-hmm. And I like have tried to unblock and like scroll through the messages to find the original one that I had sent. It was like this long paragraph. And like, they were somebody that I looked up to because like, you hear them talking about like abuse and you hear them talking about like, you know, their mother being a piece of shit and you like can relate, right? Like nobody at this point in my life was openly talking about trauma or anything. And I genuinely don't even think anybody was really talking about trauma or healing or any, like it wasn't a common thing in 2020 on social media. It was right. Dancing and kind of.
Yeah. Everybody was new and they were like, ooh.
So it was like, I was like, oh my gosh, somebody like a person who can relate to me. And then I got followed by like everybody. And then I posted a video crying saying, I feel a part of something. Like, this is like so amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you guys. Like, whatever. And then I ended up coming and meeting another creator on the app who had booked a trip with, you know, Crust. And I just was like, okay, like I'll go. And then we all went on this trip and this person was, you know, all the people on this trip were wonderful and beautiful and just uplifting and empowering. And it was like, it was great. And, that's kind of how I got involved with like the Queen team and how my content started to grow from just sharing my life and just sharing, like, because it all started with me on TikTok with a giant wine glass, like a giant wine glass doing stupid sounds with words above my head, like just being funny and goofy. And then it quickly went to brand deals and trips and this and this. And it was like, oh, you know, according to certain people, we had producers reaching out because they loved like the mom group so much and all of this stuff. And I was just getting like signed left and right with like so many brand deals. I quite literally couldn't keep up. And then it just kind of went into that. And then it was probably what trip was it that I started realizing this was like really fucked up? I think it was like the Queen Mafia trip when everybody was getting together with Cody's like ex's, like Cody's ex-best friend's ex-husband, something or whatever it so happened. And what we were getting to
Blood Rocket and Amanda, right?
Yeah. And I'm still cool with all of them. Like I love Blood Rocket. I love Amanda and Lauren. Like I talked to Lauren.
I'm just totally lost out of all of this because I never paid attention.
Your beef with the Queen team. Not even the Queen team, with Krusty, like my best friend Kristen used to date Curtis, which is Kelsey's or Krusty's. We're gonna mix up baby dad now. And so that's how I came onto TikTok, you know.
This is such a really fucked up circle.
Yeah, with the original group chat girls was my group chat.
Oh, I did not know that.
So for context, I worked a lot. So the group chat was already started before I got there. I was the cuckoo nut crazy. I'm not going to say her name, but cockroach on the porch lady. Do you know what I'm talking about? Canadian lady. Okay. She invited me to this group and that's where I met Kristen, and me and Kristen just really like hit it off. And I mean, that was in 2020. And she didn't even tell me about Curtis. I was scrolling on TikTok and I had seen a video from a dude who had stitched Krusty and was really like, you know, that's so crazy. I was out at the lunch with these girls and you stole their man and blah, blah, blah. And you're out here posting like you're the greatest human. And I'm like, that was my first ever TikTok drama that I had saw on TikTok. And it obviously was Krusty. And yeah. Then it just became like,
but just so we're putting it out there in the universe, though, me and you have known each other longest, and
we have known each other the longest.
Nobody can take my place. Just to clarify.
Go back to like 2019, but that really was, they put me in this group chat, and it was labeled like, you know, fuck the Queen team, and it was really like
I had no. No, like, so I remember a little bit of that, but yeah. Like when I tell you, even now when there's drama, I FaceTime my friend who follows it and I'll be like, can I just have bullet points? So like, I know what's going on.
I could tell you right now in that world, what is going on, because I have zero knowledge. I just knew that like for 2020, 2021, it like literally was trending fucking topic. Me and Kristen and Curtis and Krusty.
I had no clue you were that close to any of this. Like, until when you texted me earlier and you're like, no, Kristen's my best friend. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. I love Kristen.
Literally, she's like my heart and soul. She's so fucking sweet. She's just such a good person. I love her kids. Her daughter Lexi is just fucking, what a fucking beautiful creature. I'm like,
super real and super down to earth too.
Like, dances professionally, like ballet dances. And I'm just like,
oh my God, that's so hot.
Yeah, I was like,
I love a good professional ballet dancer. Like,
she's doing her thing. And so I thought that I remember seeing your name and I know that it like correlates with that time.
Yeah.
But I don't remember
2021
directly like speaking to you about it or anything.
Yeah. Well, it was like, I quickly started realizing,
on this trip,
on the
mafia trip,
the mafia trip. I was like, okay. So even before that, when we all did this other trip together, it was like to Tampa or something. And, it was like a huge group of us. I even brought my friend Haley, Sam, we all drove down together in my cars. Like, Sam flew in, and then my friend Haley drove in from Alabama, and then we all got in her car and rode on it like spring break. Oh, and like drove my 2012 Honda Pilot down to Tampa, and it was the most freaking fun ever, though, because like on the way down there we're like dancing, like just pulling over, making random ass TikToks. Like, it was just so much fun. And then we get there, and then this was like, I guess, when bully videos started, but they weren't bully videos. They were, oh, we're making fun of the situation so we can act unbothered, right? Like the shampoo gate. Oh, like, okay. So it was like, dunna, 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 you know, the Pink Panther sound or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then that's when, like, you know, she would go into other people's rooms and like act like they're stealing stuff. And like, we would be in the backgrounds of this video. So what does it make us look like? Complacent and compliant.
And that's to, and for context, that's the bullying Cresty did towards Paige about the shampoo, correct?
Yeah. And it was even worse than that. Like, when I tell you a lot of this is like blocked out and I'm working through it in therapy, because I was a huge piece of shit without a backbone, like no backbone whatsoever.
Right.
And I was in the place to where it was like, okay, I'm here. I want to stay here. You know, this is wonderful friendships. Like, you know, I'm with the popular girls and stuff like that. Like, just to be frank. And it was like, this is like good and they're nice, but you know what? Wait, this person hurt my friend, so it's okay for us to do this, right? Like, it was like a just internal justification. And it was like the entire time, because I've always been spiritual, it was like a little voice going, hey, something's wrong, something's wrong. But I didn't know like my intuition was talking to me. Like, I literally just thought, no, it's okay. You know, because back in high school and college, when I would hear those voices and like hear like the little voice inside of my head, the angel going, hey, this is not a good situation for you.
Right.
I would always listen to it. And then what happens? I'm left out. I start losing friends, like, because I want something better. So this time I literally was like, I'm ignoring this shit. Like, this is going to be fun. This is going to be okay. And they're not too bad. And nobody was at first. And I don't think everybody is, like, when you first get to know somebody, like, they don't immediately like reveal their mask and reveal their flaws and like reveal all of these dirty, dirty parts of themselves. Right. Right. It's always gradual.
Right.
Because if people, ooh, excuse me, I spit. Ugh. If people show up as their full selves, ain't nobody, like, if I showed up, like, I'm talking about, like, all my flaws, like, all of it, like, it's very different, like, it would have been very difficult for, like, people to like me. So what do we all do? We all put up a mask. You know, when you meet somebody, you're like, hey, how are you? Instead of, like, when you see your best friend, you're like, hey, bitch, how was your fucking day? Like, you can't talk like that to normal people. But as you get to know people, you let your guard down. And then you also start putting your guard up more.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I was doing. And then I did have a friend along the way after I called out some of these behaviors and the bullying behaviors to her behind the scenes, who said, you don't have to view these as friendships. This is now a business opportunity for all of us. And that's how I'm viewing it. And I was like, no, that feels dirty. It feels like I'm using them. And then she said, Kat, you don't think they're using all of us? Like, it's all like a collective, like, we all want the views, we all want the follows, we all want the likes, like, it's something that we were chasing after, right? Like social media. And I was like, okay. But even on that mafia trip, when I was noticing some things, and including about myself, like, I'm not just saying this is all like Krusty's fault, right? Like, I'm my own person. Like, I know what I participated in. I know what I was doing. But as I was waking up, I was slowly starting to pull away. And then that's when the bad treatment happened. And it was on the November trip. I think it was November, end of November, 2021. We all did this huge collab trip for another girl's business, her boutique. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And this person is sweet. I've never done anything wrong to me. She's good.
Not familiar with that one as more as I am the others. So, but I do know who you're talking about.
Yeah. And
she's talking about Jenna.
Yes.
She owns the boutique. She's
Three Gents boutique.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to sit here.
She's just like, listen.
I'm just going to listen.
I'm just going to
It's okay. So on this trip, I had brought another one of my friends who I like had brought into the group, right? So like I brought this person into the group. And I'm not saying her name because she is like a fucking cockroach and will use it and like start. And I'm just mentally like not ready to even deal with any of these bitches on the internet.
That's okay.
I will be eventually, but my, you know, not now. But I brought her in and they knew she was my best friend because I considered her a best friend at the time. And on this trip, when I tell you, they like took her from me. And I'm talking about like me and this person would be acting goofy and silly and making funny TikToks. And Bonnie was in the kitchen. I'll say that bitch's name. Bonnie was in the kitchen and quite literally was standing there going, and just like, and I'm like, but why is it okay for you to be goofy with your friend?
Bonnie,
but me,
I got called out for having the affair on her husband.
Yeah, with Michael. Yeah, she cheated.
Yeah. Ooh, girl, Bonnie. Wow. I don't like Bonnie. I think Bonnie is a loser. I think Bonnie is
literally below. I don't think she's a loser. I think she's doing very well, and I'm like proud of her success, except she's a literal fucking mean girl bitch. Like, no, there's not a nice word I can say about.
I don't mean loser as in like doesn't have an income. I mean loser as in like personality wise, like integrity. I think she's a loser.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. I don't 100%. Mean like financial wise, because like you said, you get on here and you make, shows and put on a mask and it's all for views, it's the brand deals, it's that which she's very successful at, but she is a fucking loser in weighing out personalities, weighing out morals, weighing out, putting it all on the table. She is a bully. She is.
Yeah, no, 110% a fucking, like,
she's only gonna do it to people that she thinks she can win with, because she would
She cornered me in a room.
Yeah, she would never do that shit to somebody that she knew off, like you. Like, you want to fit in, you want to be there, like you said, those things. Those are, like, she would never do that shit to somebody like me, because I'd slap her right in her fucking mouth. Like,
oh,
right there.
She can't do it. That's the thing, is, like, now nobody can fuck with me.
Well, for legal purposes, we are just kidding. But, you know, so... and I feel the same way about V. Me and V actually last year had a, with, they got canceled, right? Cody came out with the story, you know, and told her whole side of like what happened, which very proud of Cody. Go Cody for that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't really have any, do you know what we're talking about, Josie?
Yeah, I know who Cody is. Okay. Like, I'm kind of looking like,
okay,
but I know who like Cody
researching
is. Yeah. I'm like trying to.
Are.
I remember Cody because like I did have a huge crush on her because I think she's just
she's
beautiful.
So fucking hot,
like,
and
just
now
so
she's
beautiful.
Like on her weight gain thing, like 10 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. Saw the booty.
10 out of 10, we love it. Get back with your baby dad for me, please.
She's so
me and Vior, all of that happened last year, and
what
canceled Cody.
Yeah.
Well, somebody notorious, people are notorious for creating, like, if you look my name up on TikTok, I've got like 50 fake accounts in my name with no context, no nothing. Somebody had went over to V's daughter or V's TikTok where she had her daughter, and it was set, it was my face, but it was like me crying. It was like, eh, like, you know, it was a fake account, you know, because the photo was diabolical, and it commented on her daughter's stuff, and it said something about her daughter needed to go like on a treadmill or something like that.
Oh, you would never.
Would never. But it was something fucking disgusting, right? So V messages me on Instagram and she's like, who the fuck do you think you are? Blah, blah, blah. Right? So I didn't see the photo because it had not come through yet. So I see V's message and it says, who the fuck do you think you are? And I was like, bitch.
I'm motherfucking Brie Larson.
I was so crazy. Like, I was like, bitch, who the fuck do you think you are? You know, sliding into my DMs. Don't you ever fuck come over here. She's like, why the fuck would you do that? And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, man? And so finally the fucking thing came in. And it was one of those things where, like, I truly don't know where she was getting off. Like, bitch, you know that's a fake account. Okay? You know it's a fake account. Look at it. It's not your first time dealing with a fake account. So to me, like, I would never say that about V, her daughter, even though I think V's a low-life loser as well.
See, I liked V. V was, if I'm being honest, like one of the nicest and like most level-headed and most real people amongst that. And she is one to not fuck with. Like, I have a lot of respect for her. That's why I didn't, when I came out about my sexual assault and I knew what was going to happen, like I knew right. It was going to be attack, 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 attack. I made it a point to not talk about the things that I knew because I didn't want to cause harm to people who didn't cause harm to me. Right. Like, sure. Unfortunately, because of the text from Shannon got leaked, like she was unintentionally like brought into it. But I mean,
Shannon, you know who that is?
I tried to avoid that because me and not even to like defend her, but I mean, if somebody from a fake, like, I honestly think if my best friend had a fake account and it like a troll like used her and she came on my page and was like, da 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 da, I would be like, bitch, excuse me too. But I think it's just like, I don't know, but
I don't know where my hair is tingling. Sorry. I don't know where she knows what she was trying to like get at her. She was like, yeah, super just under fire. They were all under fire. It was last year was the most recent thing, but yeah, I don't know what she was trying to get at with that, but I was like, not me, bitch. And then Cresty posted a TikTok recently with the same shit, only we took her account back in 2021, her big account that got banned.
Don't say that. Well, I don't know, because legality, she could come after you for
loss of wages.
So don't we're gonna cut that out.
So you know, Krusty actually made a Snapchat about me recently. Another one of the fake accounts. She would never dare to post that shit on TikTok, but she posted it on her Snapchat, and it was her responding to a fake account. Again, it was me crying. It was like the worst photo ever. And it was saying something like, you'd always been an ick mom, yada, 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 yada. And she's like, this is homegirl's best, literal best friend. I hope blah, 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 because bitch, I would go in. I still in 2025, like, bitch, if you want to try it, if you want to try it. Like, you tested the waters and posted it on Snapchat for a reason. Like, yeah. I quite literally, this is the first time that I've talked about that person.
Well, I had no clue you had any connection to any of this.
Well, I don't talk about her. Like, she's the, when I say like there's a million people I think about in a month or in a year or in a lifetime, and she's not even on the list, you know?
Well, and that's what I told you earlier when we had discussed like, hey, do you want to talk about this? I was like, yeah, but the only thing that sucks is if I ever bring up what she's done to me or just in a brief passing or whatever, it's always, oh, you're obsessed or you're the problem. You haven't gotten over it yet. It's like, no, I've gotten over it. That's why I'm able to talk about it now. And you're not about to use the form of what manipulating into thinking that making me think that I'm obsessed with a person or this or that, the other one. Those aren't my intentions. Like, my intentions is just to talk about what the fuck happened to me.
Absolutely.
Like, you were not a good friend. I was fucking used. I was talked shit about while you were claiming to be my friend. I was cornered in a room on a girls' trip when I was having mental health struggles because of the way that you all treated me and purposely, like, left me out and purposely, like, this was the trip that people were making fun of our followers that showed up to this event. They showed up to this event and they wanted to make TikToks with us. And I swear to God, I will never forget the look on this girl's face. She was sitting outside of the bar or something we were at. And she just goes, Kat? And I went, hey. And I was like, what's your name? And she told me her name. And I was like, what's your handle? And I was like, look, like, I'm already following you or something. And then she goes, you are the first person who has been nice to me. And I said, what? She goes, yeah, I asked Shannon if I can make a TikTok. And she went and just walked away. And I was like, I'm so sorry. That sounds familiar, but that brought me back to the Queen Mafia trip when me and Shannon was having social anxiety because we were surrounded by a bunch of followers and like just a bunch of people. And I get social anxiety, like even when I do that as well too, like when our followers were coming up and like giving gifts and just pictures and this, that, the other. And I was like, do you want to walk away? Because she was getting overstimulated. And then we walked down the pier. And then as we were like walking back up, she goes, it's, I mean, they're like nobodies. And I was like, because like
the nobody's somebody is so insane to me
that like, that's so, some creators forget they're there because of the nobody's support, right? Like, right. And that was when my glasses went just a little bit, right? A little bit more like the curtains are like slowly coming back. Because I never showed up to be fake. Like, I showed up to be myself.
Right.
I showed up to, because I was like, oh, if we can help women get out of domestic violence situations, great. If we can help women, you know, learn that life after motherhood isn't dead, fuck yeah. Because these are all the things that I'm trying to also teach myself. And if I could be a role model for other mothers or just like some form of encouragement or inspiration, like, hell yeah. My inspiration was to like help and build community. And it literally feels like everybody else's was just money and fame. Mm-hmm. And I think, and I could sell out right now and sign up with a company. I don't want to say their names to get you in trouble, that offered me $10,000 for 3 months, posting 2 videos each week. Their product fucking sucks. And I say no. And there are so many other people out there that will say yes. Yeah. And it's like, for me, it's not about the money. It's about a community. I grew up so alone and so lost that like, I just want to build a community. And if that comes along with it, yay. And if it doesn't, I'm okay with that too, because I found my community. And that's my goal.
Do you think that's why you, I guess, kind of put up with so much, is did you grow up not having a lot of friends, and maybe that's why, or did you grow up having friends and you know, is it maybe that's why you
the reason
were
so, yeah, I grew up and I had friends, but I've never felt accepted, right? Like my birth family was awful to me, and then I moved around so much as a kid that I could never keep friends, right? Like I lived in Alaska and Texas, back to Alaska, back to Texas, to New York, to this, to that. Like I was all over the place because mm-hmm. my birth parents, they said they were running from CPS trying to take me and all of these things. Like I would go to school and I would get in trouble in school. And the next day we would pack up and I'm like, what are you doing? They're like, little Kathy, we got to get you away or they're going to take you from us. When in reality, I found out that some of my father's side of the family knew I was being abused and they were trying to get me. Uh-huh. And so like, I never had a community. I never had acceptance.
Yeah.
And it was like, I was finally accepted into a group. And it was like, all right, yeah, I'll sell out my integrity. I'll sell out my character. You know, it's better than being at home with my husband who screams at me and occasionally will slap me around or like whatever. Like this is way better than that. And so, and I'm not trying to use that as an excuse, more of an understanding to why people stay in situations that aren't fulfilling them.
Yeah.
And that was it. I didn't really people who grow up the way that I grow up, who have never been accepted or experienced true love, will sell themselves short just for that split feeling, like for people to just show you attention and show you that
right. You're
a part of something. And it's something that I've learned over the last year and a half in trauma therapy, is like why I would sell myself short, you know, why I would just be quiet, why I was afraid to speak up for myself, why
I didn't want to like lose that acceptance.
Yeah. And then I realized that was just me accepting my birth monster back into my life. And, it's why I don't tolerate anything now. Like, I literally just walked away from the 3 years for, like, in my personal life, 3 years worth of friendship, because it was like no longer safe.
Yeah.
And I people don't take it personally, like when I cut you off, but I don't need to chase anything at all. Yeah. I don't need to chase a partner.
Even if, like, you've grown, right? I can tell, like, the way you talk about it, you've grown. And sometimes your space is, it's not that you don't like the person. It's not like, you know, you outgrow friendships.
Yeah.
And there's no, me and Josie were just talking about it. You know, you're doing good things. You're doing better things. You don't even get the support that you normally would if you were being messy, if you were drawing attention that way, if you were, you know, people don't like growth. And it's really important to understand that you're able to outgrow friendships that don't serve you any purpose.
Yeah.
You know, so, and it takes a lot. It takes a lot. You said 3 year friendship. I had a friendship with a girl on TikTok. I mean, she was there with me through my brother being sick. She's been there with me through a lot of things. And I let it go. I let it go. I was like, you know, she just didn't serve my, like, moving forward in my growth purposes.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, and it's,
yeah. And I think people always say, like, a person like me who has publicly gone through a lot of friendships and who have not, and there's friendships that I've lost that I haven't spoken about, because those, to me, they were real friendships, and they may have even ended badly, but we still loved each other, right? Like, the love was real. So there's friendships. That's why I won't talk about, like, the best friend that I brought on this trip, because, I mean, my kids called her aunt.
Yeah. Right.
Like, that's serious to me. And I don't ever want to, even though this person did me dirty and used me as a stepping stone to try to, like, get, like, whatever, I never did that to her. And, like, I don't know if I'll ever share that story, but maybe. But, and there's, it's okay to go through a lot of friends, because it's like, it's literally basic math and statistics, like, to go through friendships. But you still have to have your core friendships. Like, if I meet a bitch who hasn't had a friend her entire life, huge red flag, right? Like, I have my five best friends that I grew up with since I was like 13 years old. Like, those are my, those are my home people. These are my roots. And then along the way, like, I meet the branches, and I meet, you know, the tree, and, like, then I meet the leaves, and those, the leaves are usually just good time friends that occasionally, like, if there's any pressure, they just fall off.
Yeah. So yeah. I want to,
that's a good way to,
I don't want to skip a timeline. So I want to know, as we move forward in your story, does your stalker come first, or does the wedding come first?
The wedding comes first.
Okay. Do you want,
so I meet my stalker in,
like, a legit stalker?
Yeah. Oh, Sober Mo, Morgan Matt. I'm okay with saying this bitch's name. Yeah. For real.
I want to do the timeline to where it collides with,
like, you. Flows through the.
Yeah. Okay.
So go, is it the wedding? Is where you meet her? Meet her in this?
No. So I meet her because she lives 10 minutes from my house. And how she gets me to follow her back and actually meet up with her, she becomes one of my friend's sponsors. So I was like, oh, well, if she's her sponsor and this person is a good person, this person must be a good person. I met her. I liked her immediately. Again, me, victim mindset. I'm literally a perpetual victim at this point, right? Like, I just want somebody to love me, anybody to love me, anybody to call me family. Yes. Immediately. Family, once you're in, we got you, we love you, her husband too, like, all of this stuff. So it felt good, and it felt real, and it was a good friendship there. And then I started noticing some red flags, because when I was going off on these collab trips, she was like, why won't you bring me? And I'm like, well, this is kind of work, and it doesn't really involve you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I became friends with Nilsa. Still my best friend. Still love her. She's a busy bitch. I'm a busy bitch. So we only get to talk occasionally. But I love that girl so much. And then she was a huge Flora Bama fan. Mm-hmm. And she was like, you need to let me meet her. You need to let me meet her. You need to let me meet her. I'm like, calm down. She's like, my husband loves her. And then her husband was like, when are you going to let me meet? And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you people? And that was kind of like the red flags. And then when I had gotten back from the wedding, because I was planning on kind of slowly just putting up boundaries. Like, I didn't want to cut the friendship completely off, but I was just kind of like, eh, these red flags I've noticed. I know where to place her. I'm not going to cut her off. I'm still going to talk to her and communicate with her. But she's giving crazy vibes, right? Like, just, eh, a little bit too obsessive. When we got back from the wedding, she was like, hey, my sponsee that you know of, your friend, and her husband are coming over. Do you want to come over and swim and hang out, whatever? And I was like, absolutely. Because I love this person. And I like this person, right? Like, they're not bad, but it's just getting weird.
Yeah.
And when I tell you, it was the weirdest experience for me that night, because the night that I met her husband told me how he shot somebody up, made them look like Swiss cheese, how he loved murdering people. He's an ex-cop from Louisiana. Told me all of this, like everything. And I was just like, I don't want my kids sleeping here, right? Like, this man is psychotic.
Yeah.
Oh, but he actually told the same story and about how much he loves guns and murder and this and this and this to the other couple who was staying at their house that night. And when I tell you, like, they were as scared as me the first time I heard it. But when Jake had told me that, Morgan's husband, I went to my therapist and I was like, hey, this is what was said. And my therapist tried to say, hey, don't write him off because he also has trauma too.
Yeah.
And so I was like, yeah, that's when I kind of realized my therapist might be a little icky. And I, 6 months later, I left. And I was like, okay. So when I was explaining, when this other person was explaining the similar story, I was like, no, he just has a lot of trauma. He doesn't know how to be social. Like, started giving the whole, like, trying.
So when he said that he did that, did he mean, like, for work or like because I have law enforcement ties. I'm not in law enforcement, just for the audience out there, but a strong law enforcement background. And normal people don't, like, a lot of them, they keep their that kind of stuff buried very deep down.
Yep.
They don't like talking about work. They don't. So that's scary.
Yeah, very scary. And so she was also mad that I didn't bring her to the wedding. And I was like, well, you could buy tickets because, you know, Krusty was selling tickets to.
Such an odd thing.
I
was like,
literally?
They're not legally married.
It was a charity.
Right. Oh, okay. That's right. It was. That's right. That's correct.
It was a charity event. It was a charity. It was, let's get a bunch of fucking big creators and egos in the room and a pissing fucking match. That's literally how it felt, especially with all the male creators there. Mm-hmm. There was 3 male creators there that were absolutely charming and exactly who they are on the internet. Like, exactly who they fucking are on the internet. And then obviously the other ones were not, like, the fake cop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fake cop. Yeah. So, and this is kind of where that comes into play, is when the sexual assault did happen. You know, everybody's sitting there going, oh, it's, you just got your ass grabbed. If, like, Bree, if you were literally in front of me right now and I grabbed you the way he grabbed me, your reaction would be to punch me in the face.
Do you want to kind of, like, set the record straight and say what happened? Because I know that, so when you're on TikTok, right, and I've said this to multiple people throughout the years, is when you're telling somebody something that happened, right? And this is not the first time you've said it. You actually came out when it initially happened, correct?
Yes, I came out when it initially happened.
You were shut down.
Told everybody and everybody. And they all, by they, I'm talking about Krusty.
Yeah.
When I tell you, the next morning after it happened, she goes, no. Let me help you remember correctly. Do not remember being so drunk last night.
Oh, bro.
And I did. Yes. And when I tell you, I was like, and I'm looking at my husband, and my husband was like, and I was like, okay. I was helping my friend Ann Slater into the room, into her, like, I put her and her husband to bed.
Right.
I'm literally taking care of the kids all night and, like, playing with them and, like, hanging out with them. But I've been drinking all day and I'm fucking trashed, right? Like, I am drunk. I remember getting to the club. I had to give our manager at the time the Louis Vuitton earrings that she ordered through me, because I used to sell, like, Louis Vuitton earrings and bags and Gucci stuff and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And so I gave them to her. Said hello. She was also mad at me at this time because Krusty came in between our two relationships as well too. And then was feeding her lies and feeding me lies. And then we ended up hating each other. We've made up now. We're cordial and we're mutuals and we're both fine with where that's at.
Nice.
Yeah, but I remember every single thing from that night up until the sexual assault happened. And that's when things were going black. And that's when things were like started like being spotty. And I asked my therapist about this because I just started working through all the social media trauma and bullshit, literally like last year. And my therapist said, well, it triggered you to go into fight or flight. She was like, think about like when a huge accident happens to you, like a car accident or something like that. She was like, you don't remember all the details until you start actually processing it, right?
Right.
And she was like, the reason why you blocked a lot of that night out was because you were already traumatized. You were already raped. Like, I was raped and then found out I was pregnant with my daughter. I was raped by her father's best friend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So and that, so, and I never dealt with that either.
Right.
And I never told you to rape because I was drunk that night. Like, I was drinking that night.
Get closer to your microphone.
Okay, sorry. So, and I think that's what, I think you and I, we had a conversation with the three of us. And I think that sometimes people, when things happen to them, you know, and by definition, and this is all alleged, right? Because this has not been found for legal purposes. We have to say alleged.
Alleged.
Alleged. And I hate, you know, listen.
We hate it just, I already,
but allegedly,
yes,
allegedly. And so I think that a lot of times when, something to me may not seem like it is, but by definition, this happened in Georgia, correct?
Yes.
So by that definition, it was considered sexual assault, what he did to you, correct?
Yes.
And, with that said, though, do you think it could have triggered what happened to you in the past?
Yes. That's why my therapist literally said, I was like, why am I not able to remember all of these? And he was like, when you start talking about it, it'll come back. And I think a lot of people forget that that's how trauma works. Like, you don't just have a crystal clear fucking image of like everything that happened. It's kind of like putting together, it's kind of like a puzzle was already together. And then your kid walks in and kind of does this. And then you have to kind of just like put the pieces together as you start healing. And my therapist said that your body's response when a similar action happened to you, like it did when you were raped, your body went whoop and just kind of started blocking out things. And because I remember like things being kind of spotty, I would like, I told my husband that day, I was like, maybe I was really drunk. And he goes, Kendra, he was like, no. And well, it was Kat at the time, but Kendra, no. And he was like, no. And then my friend at the time who was there, who knew about everything that was happening, she was like, no, you better speak up and tell people what the fuck he did.
So there were people there that did show support. For
you. Do you know how many people from that event that are still friends with her or her husband messaged me and says, we remember clearly everything that happened to you?
So for context, Krusty validated Kendra's story in a comment section that got deleted, but I have the screenshot and we'll upload the screenshot so you guys can see that somebody said, you know, did the fake cop grab you inappropriately? It was the question. And she responded with, did blank person do this, and said his name, and she said yes.
Yeah.
So he went on to make a video where his first initial response to your video calling him out, saying, you know, that you were sexually assaulted by him. First of all, I'm sorry. This is, I am friends with friends that were friends with that group, right? Like,
I'm sorry if I'm shaking.
No, you're okay. No. You're okay.
And if you need to take a break, take a deep breath, whatever.
So his initial video, mind you, this is, I used to be friends with him. We used to be mutuals, right? I know the level of trash that this human is. I know things that I'm not even allowed to say right now, which I think eventually we are going to do a full podcast episode on this person, because I have screenshots. I have voice, you know, recordings. I have things that would make the world see what this human is, but I'm just here to share this part of it. He goes on to state in his video, you know, this lady comes out and says that I sexually assaulted her by grabbing her that night. That's, and he does this hammer, that's been debunked by, you know, women, blah, blah, blah. But that's not true, because Krusty, whose event it was, stated in the comment section that what you said happened to you 100% happened to you. And then
SA is not a joke. It ain't two words that you put together in hopes that you can get some attention from. You see, there are real victims in this world, and sometimes they're courageous enough to come out and share their story, but it makes an absolute mockery of each and every one of them when they have to see people lie about SA in order to try and gain some notoriety or just some attention. You see, if you don't know what's going on, earlier this week, a young lady came out and said that almost four years ago, at a wedding slash club event, I inappropriately touched her. Now, that's been debunked. I had several female friends that were with me the whole night that saw everything advise that that wasn't true. I had one friend at the time who I was a shit friend to, who absolutely hates me, who came out and said that that wasn't true. In 38 years of existence on this earth, I've never inappropriately touched a woman once or harmed a woman physically ever. As someone who watched my mother go through it, watched my sister go through it, and now I have a little girl, there ain't no way in hell I'd ever allow myself or anybody else to do it. It's not a joke. So stop lying.
She deleted it. Mm-hmm. Not before I got it.
So, and did she?
Not before did I got she, it.
Yeah, I needed that. My body, I don't know. Did you see my body start shaking?
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, don't apologize.
It's like a normal, I'm.
Yeah. Look, I'm a DV SA survivor. My ex has been 12 years. We were together. And he was also my rapist twice. So when I tell you, I mean, and we have two children together, and just even having to see him, I get it. Like having to deal with him on a basis, just take a deep breath and breathe. You're fine. You're
my brother.
You're okay. Okay. So, did she coach you? Because there is a video out there on the red, what do we call it? Do we call it Red Book? Red Book. It's a live that you're in, and you're like, it's very, and people look, you know, and I'm not, but this is me asking the questions that a lot of people want to know answers to. So you were kind of like, well, you know, this happened.
I'm a bartender and I've had my
ass.
No big deal type
of thing. So you know exactly what video I'm talking about.
I know
so
exactly.
Was that coached? So was that kind of like, hey, you need to put this out there because you need to fix things?
So no, because that was kind of after we were kind of sort of falling out. After people were telling me what she had said nastily about me when she was in Nashville on her birthday trip or something, and how she texted me like, oh, you know, you would have been invited, but it was bullshit.
Wow.
Yeah, it was bullshit. So, yes and no. So when I first told her about me being sexually assaulted, like, I was traumatized. I wouldn't get out of bed. I had my best friend at the time literally, like, come and, like, be like, no, get up. You're not doing this shit. Like, you're fine. You're da-da-da-da-da. We're going to brunch. We're going to go do this. We're going to have a good day. And I was like, okay. And I have everybody checking on me because everybody heard about it. Like, everybody heard about it. When I'm telling you, I had nearly 50 other creators at that event text me the next day, including one of his friends that is the one who apologized to me and my ex-husband the night that he sexually assaulted me. He threatened at the time 5 million followers to come and get me. And me only having, I think it was like 178 at the time. Maybe no, it was like two something actually. And it was like, it's a scary thing, right? Like, mm-hmm. Now I don't give a fuck. Now I'm like, 5 million, 10 million, bring it to me, bitch. Like, I don't care. Like, it's not even about that. It's
an intimidation tactic. And you're not the first person that this fake cop has done that to.
Well, when I had called her the next day, that's when she was like, let me just help you remember correctly. You know, he just kind of, you were dancing with him. I was like, I was dancing with him? No, I thought I was dancing with... These two creators support me, but they asked me to leave their names out of it, and I'm going to respect them.
Understandable.
Yeah. So, no, I thought I was dancing with
so-and-so. Yeah.
So you were never dancing with him. So
apparently I was dancing with him, but I was dancing with girls, and he walked up behind me the first time, and I pushed him away because I don't dance with guys. Single, don't dance with guys. Married, I don't dance with guys. I hate men. Like, I do not like men. I will dance with a girl. I will dance with a gay guy, but I will not dance with a white man. And even if I do dance with another guy, like, it's when I used to go to salsa bars, but they would teach me how to, I love salsa dancing, and they would teach me how to salsa dancing. But even salsa is such a sexy dance, right? Like, it's a hot dance. It's an intimate dance. They were appropriate, right? Like, it was all respectful. Huh?
They were instructors.
No, we would just go to like a salsa bar or a Cuban restaurant that turns into like a salsa bar, like after they close, like, oh, like that's the only time that I've ever danced with another man is like at the salsa bar or with one of my gay friends, like while I'm out. And so he tried to dance on me and mm-hmm. I pushed him away. And then I started dancing with the person who I was dancing with before. And then this person kind of, the same fake cop, same thing, swooped in. Drink in his hand, spilt some of his fucking whiskey on me. And that's when I noticed who I was dancing with. And I said, leave me the fuck alone. I turned around. I said, leave me the fuck alone. And that's when he got pissed off mm-hmm. and then walked away. And then he came back and he did the same thing. And then this time I like turned around. I realized it was him. And then I just sat down on my two friends that were sitting there. And I started just kind of grinding on one of them. And one of them got pissed off. And I was like, hell, like, I ended up, like, reaching out to them being like, I'm sorry. Like, I meant no harm. I was just trying to,
right.
You know, well, XYZ.
You know.
Because I'm never trying to be disrespectful and invade other people's spaces. This guy wasn't getting the hang of it. I was already aggressive. My husband isn't, like, nowhere to be found. He went to the bar and then he went to the bathroom or something. And then, like, I guess because I didn't push him away that time or make him stop as aggressively as I did, I just kind of politely was like, move my business and he went away. That's when my ex-husband came up. So, sorry. Before that, that's when I sat down on the friend. And then he actually came back another time. And then that's when I said, get the fuck off me. And that's when one of Krusty's childhood friends, she was married to this guy who has like really long hair, and her husband and her, this is Krusty's childhood best friend. Her husband picks me up and puts me on the VIP bar or the VIP like booth stool. And she goes, you can dance here. You're safe here. And her husband stands there while me and her get up and she would like, cause at this point, fake cop is eyeballing me. Like what the fuck? Like you're rejecting me. Like how fucking dare you, yeah. Me and my 5 million followers and you don't want to grind on my cock.
Yeah.
Like that's the vibe it was. And then finally my ex-husband starts walking like literally up to where we're at to come into it. That's right there by the DJ booth.
Yeah.
And I told my ex-husband what happened, and he was like, I'm going to go do something. And then the girl's husband said, no, don't. And I said, please don't do anything. Let's just go ahead and leave. So we were getting down to go out, to go leave. And then that's when fake cop tried to grab me and pull me on the DJ stand, because earlier I was up on the DJ stand just woo, like we're having fun.
Yeah.
And this is why everybody thought I was drunk. I'm literally just a crackhead. Like I don't care like if I'm sober or not. I'm wooing. I'm shaking my ass. Like I don't have to be drunk to have fun. I know that.
Because and this was at a bar. This was not at the wedding.
This was, yeah.
This was at the reception at a bar, after correct? Party.
Okay. Yeah, this was the after party.
Just to put everything into context so people can understand that y'all weren't like, you know, in a tent, like, you know, like how I saw their wedding thing.
Yes. And that's another thing. They're like, oh, you said it happened at the wedding. I'm like, it happened at the wedding, not like
it was the after party.
It was the event, like
it was like whole night. Yeah.
And then he tried to pull me up. And then that's when my ex-husband said, don't put your fucking hands on my wife ever again. And he's like, I know what the fuck you did.
Just hold on and then we'll. Okay, then now you can.
And that's when fake cop was like, boy, you don't know who you're fucking with. Boy, you don't know who you're fucking with. Like,
followers.
Like I have 5 million followers. You don't want to mess with me. You don't know who you're messing with. And then that's when the comedian said, like, pushed him away and said, hey man, and was like, I'm sorry. And then that's when the other friend, I refer to him, he's a sweetheart. He was one of the ones who was like, I'm so sorry, like, and kept being like apologetic for his friend's behavior, not doing anything about it, but just apologizing to me. But that's when DJ had come to me and my ex-husband and was like, we're so sorry about this. We're trying to get him out of here. He's so drunk. He's been drinking all day. And I was like, your friend's a fucking asshole. And so then that's when I decided I'm not leaving.
When did that happen? Because
sorry.
The actual SA happened in between that, because people are probably going to be like, well, when did it? Yeah. So was it when he, was it before you sat on your friend? Was it after? Was it?
No, it was it was right before I sat on my friend when he had done that. And that's kind of what like shocked me so much. Like I remember yelling at him a couple of times when he tried to grab me. And I always said like he grabbed me and then I yelled at him, right? But it wasn't the time that he had grabbed me that I yelled at him. It was when he grabbed me, that's when I shut down. And just to be like, I kind of want to stand up and show you like what, like he,
go ahead.
Like it wasn't just I've had my ass grabbed at bars before. And all I do is like slap them or cuss them out or something. Right. This was not an ass grab.
And we'll take a photo of, and we'll input a photo of your dress that you were wearing.
This was straight up this. Like, look at my hand. Like, when I tell you, if I, like, and I was wearing shorts. Like, his finger, you know that soft part, like that part in between?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we know the part.
Like, if he would have had wet fingers, he would have fingered me 110%. Like, it was not just an ass grab. Even if it was, it would be inappropriate. Like, it's still inappropriate. I probably would have just like whatever, but he groped the fuck out of me to the point to where if he made one wrong move, he would have literally slipped a finger inside of me. And I'm not exaggerating about that. And that is what I told Krusty. That is what I've told everybody. And then it was like, during the phone call, when I had called her and told her what happened, that's when she's like, you know, I'm already getting a lot of hate for this weekend and da 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 da. And I wanted to be a good friend. So then I just stopped talking about it. And then I left the event and I brought it up again.
But before we go the next day, what happened to you? Right. And then he was very upset about you pushing him away.
Yeah.
So just for context, there's another woman that got the aftermath of what happened to you. So yeah. He was in the restroom, and we'll input the video right now for everybody to see.
Honestly, the bathrooms were the most impressive thing of the entire event, which I know that's fucking crazy. So anyways, I finally go in, it's my turn, and I'm in there, I'm using the bathroom. Well, all of a sudden, somebody comes barging in from the other side. And who is that? None other than Officer Udi. I'm sitting on the toilet and I have nothing on. Nothing on, it's on the floor because it was a one-piece outfit. So I had to take off the entire thing to go to the bathroom. You know, trust me, I wish I could have just pulled it to the side. There was no doing that. So the door swings open and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And he's like, oh, I'm coming in to join on the party. Now I can only assume the type of fun that he was insinuating, but I was fucking pissed. I was fucking pissed. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out. He did leave after I asked him twice, but nobody could see him. He came in from the backside. When I walk out, I was pissed. I went to Kelsey. I fucking went to you, Kelsey, and you fucking know it. And I told you what happened, and you said, look, I was crying. She said, clean yourself up. Go to the bathroom in the guest house. This is where we all got ready. Go to the bathroom in there. Come talk to me afterwards. I'm shaking. I'm trying so hard not to get mad because I do not want to steer away from the fucking point here. So I...
And now she was in the restroom, and officer came in there, fake officer came in there, cop, and tried to go into the bathroom stall with her. And she wasn't part of the queen team. She wasn't anything. She was a person like you and I, Josie, who bought a ticket to this event. And she came out, and she travels in her van and stuff, like she said. And she was sexually assaulted as well at the same event by the same person.
Yeah.
Yep. And then the comedic guy, you know, tried to tame the situation, not once, but twice, with yours and with this lady's. And we'll put his video as well. And this is what he had to say.
At night, regarding this SA situation, I didn't see fingers or hands go where she said. I did see dancing. They're separated. He's on stage. She's on the dance floor. He grabs her arm and tries to pull her on stage. She says no. Husband walks up and says, if you touch my wife again, that happened. He then responds, you must not know who I am. I'll end your career. Like, I got this many followers. 1,000%, girl, you ain't lying. That happened. Me and said officer rode there together to Georgia from North Carolina. That situation with the husband made him upset. He drove off and left me in Georgia. He drove off. I am now stranded in Georgia. DJ Burris, we became friends. He took me back. Thank God for DJ. Love that man. At the end of the day, if he touched you the way that you're saying, that's horrible and there's no excuse. And I am so sorry if that actually happened. But please keep in mind, I lost everything because of this situation. Please, please, y'all, just leave me alone. That is 100% the God honest truth. I have no reason to lie in this situation. And I never got to talk about it because I was scared I was going to lose everything once I got it all back. I love y'all.
Okay, so he was left there because he tried to handle the situation with the fake cop and get him to stop.
Yeah.
And so everybody pretty much, you were silenced. He was abandoned. The other girl just had nobody to help them.
Yeah.
So the next day you decide to, you had a conversation with Krusty and she was just like, I'm already getting so much hate from it. And is that when you initially, when you say you've come out with the story before, is that the story that you came, like, is that the time you came out with and you were just shut down by everybody before you made it public?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is like the OG, what I've told everybody. And then after that, like, I tried to minimize my experience and minimize what happened to me because I saw a friend who was getting so much fucking hate, right? Just so much fucking hate mm-hmm. for what they were doing. Like constantly always in fight or flight mode, constantly yep. always defending herself or one of us defending her, right? And I was just like, fuck, she doesn't need more. And it got to a point where my friend Ange Slater literally commented, and I have the screenshot, commented on a post with him and was like, oh, that essentially, like, I can't remember it word for word, but hey, he sexually assaulted my friend. And she screenshotted it and sent it to me. It was like, LOL, calling him out. And I said, please take that down. We don't want any drama. We don't want any more drama.
You mean you and Krusty and the whole situation over there, because she was under fire for so many, she's constantly under fire.
Well, that's how she makes the money.
Yeah. And I just want to say this, Kendra, I am so sorry. Like, as a friend, somebody, like, you don't know me that well, but, like, when I love my friends. Like, I will burn shit to the ground for the people I love. And in no way, shape, or form is that a real friendship where if I was friends with somebody, first of all, I know those two aren't as close as it appears. It's a social media, it's a brand deal. It's a collab. Yeah. It's, you know, and you genuinely, by the way that you've been talking about this person, is you genuinely cared about this person. You genuinely loved Krusty. And for her, you were silenced. You were manipulated. That's what that was.
Yeah.
You were coached.
Oh, 100%. And I was a people pleaser and I was spineless. And nobody could get me to shut up or change my story now. If anything happens to me, I'm fucking telling everybody. So go play with your mom and leave me alone. Like, I'm literally not the one.
Yeah. And I just want to say that I know that Josie feels the same way. I'm so sorry that that happened to you. Because in any fucking lifetime, in any planet, in any event, if man or woman does not want you to touch them, you don't touch them. You don't sexually assault people. You don't. And this is why a lot of women don't come out and they don't say anything, is because people make them feel like shit. And, you know, you're hanging out with, at the time, some of the most powerful people on TikTok. And, you know, and they do, you know, they try to, you know, shit like that doesn't scare us now, but it's like, oh, I got 5 million followers and what the fuck are you doing? And then the other person's got 2 million followers and this person's got millions of followers. To us now, when we have larger accounts, we don't care, but it's an intimidation tactic. It's no different than somebody being raped in real life, a real life situation, and saying, or somebody being molested and saying, if you tell anybody, I'm going to kill your family and stuff. It's just a different type of situation that should just never fucking happen. It makes me so fucking mad, just due to like what I grew up with. Me and you have talked before. We have similar childhoods. It's just, it's not okay to sit here and fucking fuck you, Krusty. Like, fuck you so hard.
Yeah.
Because even Kendra, you're grown, you know, but it's still like, it is just the number one reason why women do not feel safe and they don't protect themselves. And then you get these fucking assholes and there's a group of them and they intimidated you. They silenced you, they quiet you. And then, you know, it got even worse than that because you came to social media and you decided to, and then next Thursday, re-recording a part two. And then it looks like it's going to be like three parts. I don't know if you're okay with that.
I'm down. Because, you know what? Y'all are asking all the questions that I wish before I spoke about my story was asked, because when people talk about traumas, it's hard to, y'all have seen me, like, it's hard to stay focused because it's like,
we're trying to navigate you to like help you, because it's
no
tell that like you get overstimulated when you talk about things that have hurt you.
Yeah. I start shaking.
Yeah. And I just want to navigate. We're just going to help navigate you. And like Josie, for context, like we totally skipped over the whole, like, this is when it happened kind of thing, which is good because Josie is very quiet, but she's normally quiet. And during our podcast, and she kind of just helps us navigate through where we need to go. And I just want, we've seen a lot of questions. We've had a lot of questions. And it'll help us, you know, everything that we're asking is something I've either seen in your comment section, Josie's seen in your comment section, and it's a calmer place for you to navigate your whole life story.